Blackstone Audio presents The Sagas of Ragnar Lothbrok, translated by Ben Wagoner. This book is read by Ray Chase. For My Wife. Chapter 1. In Heimdall, Hamir heard the news that Sigurd and Brynhild were dead. Aslaug, their daughter, and Hamir's foster daughter, was 3 years old then. He now knew that enemies would seek to destroy the girl and all her family, but he grieved so much over the death of Brynhild, his foster daughter, that he cared neither for his own kingdom nor his wealth. He realized that he could not keep the girl there in secret. He had a harp made that was so large that he put the girl Aslaug inside it, along with many precious objects of gold and silver. Then he went away and traveled widely throughout the land, and at last came to the Northlands. His harp was so skillfully made that he could take it apart and put it together at the joints, and on days when he came to waterfalls with no houses nearby, it was his custom to take the harp apart and bathe the girl. He had a wine leek which he gave her to eat. The nature of this leek is such that a person may survive for a long time, even if he has no other food. And when the girl cried, he would strike up his harp and she would quiet down, for Hamir was accomplished at those skills which were practiced at the time. He also had many costly clothes in the harp with her, and much gold. Now he traveled until he reached Norway, and he came to a little farm that was called Spangereth. An old man named Aki lived there. He had a wife, and she was called Grima. There were no more people than themselves. That day, the old man had gone to the forest, but the old woman was home. She greeted Hamir and asked who he was. He said that he was a beggar and asked the old woman for shelter. She said that no one else came there so she could welcome him if he thought he needed to stay. In the end, he said that he would be most comfortable if he could sit before a fire and then be shown to quarters where he might sleep. When the old woman had kindled the fire, he set the harp up and set it next to himself. The old woman was speaking excitedly. Her gaze often lit on the harp because the fringe on a luxurious piece of clothing was hanging out of the harp. And as he warmed himself by the fire, she saw a costly gold ring sticking out from under his rags because he was poorly dressed. When he had warmed himself as much as he felt that he needed, then he had supper. After that, he asked the old woman to show him to the place where he should sleep that night. The old woman said that he would be better off outside the house than in, because my husband and I often talk a lot when he comes home. He asked her to decide. Then he went outside, and so did she. He took the harp and kept it with him. The old woman went out to where there was a barley barn. She guided.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?